This week marks the one-year anniversary of the deadly 1-9 debris flow in Montecito, which killed 23 people, injured more than 150, and destroyed or damaged hundreds of homes and businesses. With concern high that this year could bring more destructive debris flows, some residents have formed a nonprofit group which is trying to stand up to Mother Nature. Work is set to get underway on a project to place 11 temporary debris flow protection nets in the foothills above Montecito.
The concept of the project is, what can we do since we know we can't stop a debris flow? Are there any mitigations that are possible? This group formed in the aftermath of the 1-9 debris flow, and we looked across the world because, this is the first time that we've had a significant debris flow with this type of catastrophic loss of life and property in Santa Barbara in a very, very, very long time. So they happen with regularity around the globe. So what strategies are in place in other parts of the world?
Pat McElroy is executive director of the group, which is called the Partnership for Resilient Communities. He's the City of Santa Barbara's recently retired fire chief.
We looked at a number of possibilities, and we quickly settled on a system of what are called geobrug steel mesh nets, ring nets. And what they do is they help slow down and catch debris before it gathers mass. And there's two type of nets. There's a rock fall net that kind of holds the hillside in place. The nets that we're talking about are put in drainages. So they're put in barrancas. They were used in Camarillo Springs. They're not big sheeting nets that cover a hillside. These are put in, like I said, creek beds or barrancas.
Similar nets are already in use in around 40 locations around the state. They're custom designed for each spot.
We've spent a lot of money doing the engineering, geological work, and biological work to make sure that the nets are appropriate for the particular locations that we're putting them into.
McElroy talks about the locations for the nets planned for the South Coast foothills.
The three highest risks where we have permission to, by the landowners, to put the nets in are Cold Springs Canyon, San Ysidro Canyon, and Buena Vista Canyon. We're also looking at a follow-up series of nets that will go into Romero Canyon and Upper Hot Springs. The difference between the first three canyons and those additional two canyons is Romero and Upper Hot Springs are under federal jurisdiction.
But the effort is racing the calendar as we move into the historically heaviest rainfall period of the year.
Because it's an emergency permit, we only have 60 days to complete the project. So we were authorized on December 21st. We were given the authorizations. We're wrapping up getting our liability insurance and packages together for the landowners, and we're starting to mobilize our construction crews. We would have to be done, I think, somewhere around February 18th or 19th. So we're really in a rush now to get the project underway.
More than $2 million has already been raised for the community-funded project to try to prevent new catastrophic debris flows. But the overall effort is expected to cost more than $7 million, so fundraising is moving into high gear.
Right now, our most critical task is fundraising to complete the project. The net project that we budgeted for is about $5.4 million. An additional about $2 million has been added on as a performance bond. So we're looking at a little over $5 million that we need to raise to do all 11 nets that we're looking at.
The nets are considered to be a temporary project. The permits are for 5 years. It's expected that they will then be removed as vegetation will have grown back to the point that they'll no longer be needed. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.